Well, this morning we're visiting with Jim Wymore, and we've got a festival coming up, a music festival down in Grant here this Labor Day weekend. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much. Hey, talk about the Grant Community Preservationists and their Labor Day Country Music Festival. That's coming up here on Labor Day.
Yes, next Monday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon we start. It's an outdoor event. We have an outdoor stage there and a big slab of concrete out in front of it for people that want to dance. So bring your own lawn chairs. If you want to bring a canopy, well, we do have some help around there to help you set it up. You know, if you want some extra shade, I'll sit right up along the floor there. Got a good lineup of musicians this year. Had a good, great show back in Memorial Day. Some of them are returning, and others. But Jerry Forney, that plays in rock and country with me, he will be there. So will his brother, Phil, who is a bass player. Good to have both of them. These are lifelong musicians. Have been to Nashville and everything. We also got Josh Daniels, up-and-coming new singer. He's got his recorded some CDs. He'll have them with him. And he's got a beautiful voice. You'll enjoy him. And the countryside of Joe Smith, he's with Bad Influence Band, and they do more rock, but he has a countryside, too. He likes to do more Haggard and such. And he'll be there putting on some song for you. And I'll have Art Sellers, Drummond, Mike Drury. Yeah, they're both in my rock and country band. They're going to be there. And I know I'm going to forget somebody, but that's, you know, Roger Blanchard from Villisca, he'll be there. And there'll be some that show up that haven't really totally confirmed with me, but I'm just talking about the ones that has confirmed with me and everything.
You bet. You still have room for more, right?
Oh, we always make room. You know, it's a festival. We try to make room for everybody. And, but, so, you know, there should be more than that, but it'll be 4 hours of music there that, it'll be country music, a little bit of old time rock and roll, some gospel. It's just a show that goes on there. We had about 150 people there last spring at the Memorial Day show. Hopefully we'll have that many again. I know it's a busy weekend, but don't rain us out. Why, we should have a good show there. It's there in Grant. There'll be signs out on the highway. There'll be signs in town taking you right to the park. It's a little park that sits down by the river in the south part of Grant. The bridge that they had out last spring is back in now, so you can come in from the south entrance or the north entrance or any of them, and you'll find signs that will direct you right to it. And the Grant Preservation Committee, they will have the concession stand, barbecue pork sandwiches and grilled hot dogs and homemade desserts, all kinds of good things like that, for drinks, pop, coffee, tea, water. It'll all be available there.
You bet.
And the admission to get into it, $7 per person. Under 12 is free. And basically that's what brings it. Things it about. We've started doing this for Ted and Donna West, and they have both passed now, but that was a big dream of theirs to have music in the park there, and the Preservationist Committee has picked up on that, and so we put on two of them a year, plus some special things if somebody wants to use the stage or if we decide to have something extra. But that's, briefly, that's what it does.
Have you done the Labor Day one before?
Yes. This will be, we've played Labor Day up there for several years, even before we had this new stage. We had a little stage or just go to the side of this, and we always go up there, and Teddy would get it all ready for us, and we'd go up there and put on a show on Labor Day.
Very good. Well, outdoor music festivals are always fun. Live music is always the best kind of music anyway, and I suppose they probably maybe even take a few requests.
Oh, yes. Out of that bunch, somebody will probably know the song you want, and well, I guess my wife, I should mention her, Kathy, she'll be there. She's got the day off, and so she'll be there. And I may be, right now, might be the only female singer we have this year, this fall, but she's got a wide variety of songs, and she can do a lot of requests, too.
Sure. Jim, do you have to seek out a lot of these performers, or do they come to you?
Well, I've been in the music thing for years and years and years, and just like the Forney Brothers, they started out when they were teenagers. As soon as they got out of high school, they went to Nashville. I've known them back when they couldn't even drive to a show. Their mom had to bring them. That's how long I've known these boys. And, you know, it's just Josh Daniels. He's a young enough counter. I met him. I was judging the Country Showdown contest, and he was there from the very first one I ever went to. I've judged him several times, and that's how I met him. Like I say, Art and Mike, they both play in my band, so I've got them. And then we had another guy lined up from over in Nebraska, but then he got a show gig himself he's got to play and doesn't think he'll be there till late if he makes it. But there will be some that will show up. I'm planning on a couple, three others that they're usually always, they just tell me, well, I'm always going to come, you know. Well, they don't tell me the last minute, so I don't want to advertise them and not have them. Oh, the most important one I've kept, I was going to tell you about this. Mel Bryles will be at the show performing right from there in Atlantic.
Very good.
He used to put on the Blue Tones reunion shows there and other various things down in the park and played a lot for him, and he's coming down to this show and going to play, so all the fans up there in Atlantic, Mel should be down at the show and watching because he's come to a show we had last week, a small show there at Community Center in Villisca, and he said he was going to be there this week. So he's going to go home and get his fingers toughened up. He's coming back out playing, so it'll be good to have Mel back. We enjoy him a lot.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty good lineup of guys there and gals, hopefully, too. Hey, talk a little bit about the Grant Community Preservationist. This is all kind of a fundraiser to help out with some work there. What kind of work?
Well, the upkeep on the park and finding somebody to do it, or else you have to hire it all done. And there's always, you know, they got the electric bill there. All this concession stand, if you really want to help them out, the concession stand is all theirs. So everything, you every penny you spend there, why, it goes right to the Grant Preservation. The show itself, we have a lot of expenses, so we never know. There's been times that I've even had to dig in my pocket. There's been other times that people have donated, and so it's kind of hard. We've only got two sponsors this year, and so that's kind of died off. We had several sponsors around, but this year we have a couple, and they don't even really want to be recognized, but I want everybody to know we appreciate sponsors, and we will advertise them if they will let us. But that always helps because I know I've got to go up there and do a little repair on the stage, a couple boards, I'll probably end up spending a little bit of money there getting some new stuff. So the money all goes right there, and it's good for a small town like that to keep something going. And the Preservationist Committee, they try to do things. They've got the lodge down there downtown that they're trying to get restored, and we'd love to see that. We've played in there a few times for a little different events, but our big thing is down at the park at the stage.
Well, when you talk about the lodge and the park stage, some of those areas like that, those are places with lots of character, so they take a little bit of maintenance.
Right. They all take maintenance. You know, it's like we need gravel going down to the stage area there. You know, we need some gravel in the park. Well, you know, unless we have a big donor, why, it's not going to happen for a while, you know, because we could use a couple loads of gravel down there. It's real solid down in there, and we don't have any troubles, but it would be nice to have some new gravel. But, you know, they don't have the money to do these things unless they can raise some somewhere. So.
You bet. That's why we put these events on like this.
That's very good.
Seating, should folks bring lawn chairs?
Bring your own lawn chairs. And like I say, if you want to bring a canopy, I have some guys running around there will help you set up a canopy. We'll have two or three set up, but if you want right up along where the concrete's at, and you want to bring your own canopy, we'll help you get it up.
You bet. Well, music appeals to everyone, so is this a family-friendly event?
Oh, yes. There's no alcohol there or anything, and it's all for the family. Like I say, it's real country music. It's none of the country pop or anything. There's some later things, but it's by, traditional artists that we cover their songs. Some of them, George Strait, and do a lot of George Jones, because he's passed now. But it's just good old country music, a little bit of rock and roll thrown in, so old-time rock and roll, and everything for the dancers. And see some line dancing going on, and then there'll be a few gospel songs then. So it's very country, very down-home type entertainment.
Just a good afternoon.
It is. Everybody that's ever went to one of them has, give us lots of kudos.
You betcha. 2 o'clock.
Very good experience.
Yep. 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, they'll get her started. $7, again, is that gate admission. And don't forget, the Grant Community Preservationist will have barbecue pork sandwiches, some hot dogs, chips, desserts, all kinds of stuff for you there, too, at the concession stand. Bring a lawn chair. Have some fun. Just plan the afternoon. Bring the family. Bring the friends. Come on out to Grant and the Labor Day Country Music Festival. Jim Wymore, hey, thanks so much for organizing, and thanks for your time here today. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Oh, thank you for promoting it. We need all the promotion we can get on live music entertainment down this part of the country because there's not a lot of it going on.